Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and Thir Mazakh's Bab Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the ninth Perek HaMakabel. This Perek has been generously sponsored by Nishmas from Yaakov Moshe ben Rabbi Yamin Yosef Ahav Hashem. May his neshama have an aliyah. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states regarding a lender. Umyashkan Nenu Elba Basin, he may not seize his security from the borrower if he fails to pay, except in Basin. And he may not enter the borrower's house to take a security of his, as the Pasuk says, Bachutz Ta'amod, you shall stand outside. Shmuel says, Shlich Basin, an agent of Basin, Manatech Neducha Ein, he may grab a mashkun from the borrower in the street, but he may not seize a mashkun by entering his house. After explaining how Shmuel interprets the Mishnah, the Gemara ultimately challenges Shmuel from a brisa, which explicitly teaches that the pasuk im chabot hachbol samas re'echa, if you shall take the garment of your fellow as security, refers to shulich basin, permitting him to enter the house to take a mashkon. The Gemara concludes that this question is a malchokas tanaim. Point number two, it's not a brisa that a shulich basin may not take as a mashkon any item which the borrower uses to prepare food. And he allows him a bed and another bed with a spread for a wealthy borrower, and a bed and another bed with a mat for a poor borrower. Such items are not left for his wife and children. The Braisa concludes, as the Gemara explains, just as we make an assessment for Arachin to allow him basic living needs, so too we make an assessment for a borrower. This is Malchukas Anayim. Since beds are not left for his family members, both beds must be for the borrower himself. The Gemara explains that one bed is for eating on and the other is for sleeping. These are necessary because of Shmuel's statement, Kol milo yadana asusar, I know the cure for all maladies, bar mahanitas, except for these three. Number one, one who eats a bitter date on an empty stomach. Number two, one who ties a damp flax rope around his hips. And number three, one who eats bread and does not walk dalet amos before going to sleep. Therefore, one needs a separate bed for eating. And point number three, Abai listed four tanaim who hold, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim hen, all people of Yisrael are like princes. Number one, from Shimon Gamliel. A mission teaches that one may not move raw luf, a bean or mustard on Shabbos, because they're muksa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allows moving luf because it's a food for ravens. Although ravens are only pets for the wealthy, Rabbi Shimon considers them fit for all Yisrael, whom he considers like royalty. Number two, Rabbi Shimon. A mission teaches that princes may rub rose oil on their wounds on Shabbos because they anoint themselves with it during the week, not as medicine. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim hen. All people of Yisrael like princes, and rose oil is considered fit for them as well. Number three, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva. A brisa teaches that if one owes 1,000 zuz and was wearing a cloak worth 10,000 zuz, we take it off him and clothe him in a cloak befitting him. Brisa is teaching the names of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, Kol Yisrael ruin v'ose itzla. All people of Israel are fit for that luxurious cloak. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states regarding a lender, Limishkanenu Elba Basin, he may not seize the security from the borrower if he fails to pay except in Basin, and he may not enter the borrower's house to take the security of his, as the Pasuk says, Bechutz Tamot, you shall stand outside. Shmuel says, Shlich Basin, an agent of Basin, Manatech Neducha Ein, he may grab a mashkun from the borrower in the street, but he may not seize a mashkun by entering his house. After explaining how Shmuel interprets the Mishnah, the Gemara ultimately challenges Shmuel from a brisa, which explicitly teaches that the pasuk im chabot hachbol samas re'echa, if you shall take the garment of your fellow as security, refers to shulich basin, permitting him to enter the house to take a mashkon. The Gemara concludes that this question is a malchokas tanaim. Point number two, it's not a brisa that a shulich basin may not take as a mashkon any item which the borrower uses to prepare food. And he allows him a bed and another bed with a spread for a wealthy borrower, and a bed and another bed with a mat for a poor borrower. Such items are not left for his wife and children. The Braisa concludes, as the Gemara explains, just as we make an assessment for Arachin to allow him basic living needs, so too we make an assessment for a borrower. This is Malchukas Anayim. Since beds are not left for his family members, both beds must be for the borrower himself. The Gemara explains that one bed is for eating on and the other is for sleeping. These are necessary because of Shmuel's statement, Kol milo yadana asusar, I know the cure for all maladies, bar mahanitas, except for these three. Number one, one who eats a bitter date on an empty stomach. Number two, one who ties a damp flax rope around his hips. And number three, one who eats bread and does not walk dalet amos before going to sleep. Therefore, one needs a separate bed for eating. And point number three, Abai listed four tanaim who hold, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim hen, all people of Yisrael are like princes. Number one, from Shimon Gamliel. A mission teaches that one may not move raw luf, a bean or mustard on Shabbos, because they're muksa. Rav Shimon Gamliel allows moving luf because it's a food for ravens. Although ravens are only pets for the wealthy, Rav Shimon considers them fit for all Yisrael, whom he considers like royalty. Number two, Rabbi Shimon. A Mishnah teaches that princes may rub rose oil on their wounds on Shabbos because they anoint themselves with it during the week, not as medicine. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hen. All people of Israel like princes, and rose oil is considered fit for them as well. Number three, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva. A Braisa teaches that if one owes 1,000 zuz and was wearing a cloak worth 10,000 zuz, we take it off him and clothe him in a cloak befitting him. Braisa's teaching the names of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, Kol Yisrael ruin v'osa itzla, all people of Israel are fit for that luxurious cloak. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and our standard Siman is a geek. So here goes. The Shuliach Beistin, who was a bit of a geek and used a mashkon snatching tool to grab a mashkon from a borrower in the street, while making sure to leave two beds in his house, one for eating on, one for sleeping on, that were at least dalet amos apart, handed out crowns to Jews on the street, reminding them that despite their financial circumstance, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hen. Once again, slow motion. The Shuliach Beistin was a bit of a geek. Geek? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Shuliach Beistin, who was a bit of a geek and used a mashkon snatching tool to grab a mashkon from a borrower in the street, which reminds us the next Mishnah states regarding a lender that he may not seize the security from the borrower if he fails to pay except in Beistin, and he may not enter the borrower's house to take the security of his, as the Pasuk says, Bechutz Ta'amod, you shall stand outside. Shmuel says the Shuliach Beistin may grab a mashkon from the borrower in the street, but he may not seize a mashkon by entering his house. So the Shuliach Beistin was a bit of a geek and used a mashkon snatching tool to grab a mashkon from a borrower in the street, while making sure to leave two beds in his house, one for eating on and one for sleeping on, that were at least dalet amos apart, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa that a Shuliach Beistin must leave two beds for the borrower, one for sleeping on and one for eating on. These are necessary because of Shmuel's statement that he said he knew the cure for all maladies except for three, one of them being one who eats bread and does not walk dalet amos before going to sleep. Therefore, one needs a separate bed for eating. So the Shuliach Beistin, who was a bit of a geek and used a mashkon snatching tool to grab a mashkon from a borrower in the street, while making sure to leave two beds in his house, one for eating on and one for sleeping on, that were at least dalet amos apart, handed out crowns to Jews on the street, reminding them that despite their financial circumstance, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hen, which reminds us of Abai listed four tanaim who hold Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hen, all people of Yisrael are like princes. So once again, the Shuliach Beistin, who was a bit of a geek and used a mashkon snatching tool to grab a mashkon from a borrower in the street, while making sure to leave two beds in his house, one for eating on and one for sleeping on, that were at least dalet amos apart, handed out crowns to Jews on the street, reminding them that despite their financial circumstance, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hen. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.